or if you, I don't know if you had water in the barrel, but if you had some kind of liquid in the barrel, and you had a, would you still call that a faucet?
As far as I know, you
okay. would. And how about the same kind of thing out in the yard? If you had something out in the yard for water came out.
That, I guess it would still be a spigot or something like
that. Okay. You'd use the term spigot or faucet in either one.
Yeah,
for those,
I guess.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. If you went to the store and you bought a few cans of food, the grocer might put them in what for you to?
Bag. Big
bag. All right. And what would you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth that, say, 100 pounds of potatoes would come in?
Well, you could call it a corn sack. I think that's the main thing we say, corn sack.
Okay. How about a term like either a something like a another kind of sack, another word other than corn?
Feed sack?
Yeah. How about a croaker sack or a toe sack? Either one of those?
Well, I say a croaker sack, but folks that I've ever known didn't ever say a toe sack.
Uh-huh. Okay. How about a little musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and play?
That's a harmonica, I guess.
Okay. You ever hear it called anything else?
Harp.
Okay. And how about one that's held between the teeth and picked?
I don't guess I know that.
Okay. Kind of makes a twanging sound.
Yeah.
There's a piece of, you know, a playground equipment, things that kids play on. One sits on either end and it goes up and down like this.
Swing.
Okay. I mean, one sits here, and it goes up and down like that. A board.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been all alone.
Okay. How about homemade merry-go-round? Any special name for that?
I don't know. That I know of one.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had one around made.
I see. I mean, a term like a ridey horse or a flying Jenny or a flying filly, those are any of those common to you?
I don't know. A flying Jenny might be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's
I've seen them put planks down on a stump or something and go around, but I don't know what it was called. A cheering.
Uh-huh. How about a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or scythes with out in the field?
That's a flat rock.
Okay. Now, there are several different kinds. I don't know what kind of wooden fences you have in the neighborhood, but do you have any special name for the kind of wooden fences that are made of split rails in the field?
We don't have any, and I ain't seen none in years, but it's a rail fence, I reckon.
And the ones you've seen, were they like this? Where they kind of came this way and then and overlapped like that?
Something.
At the corners. I mean, that's not a good... I'm not,
yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
Is that the kind of rail fence?
Rail fence. They join. If length of a rail, they join like a corner.
Okay. How about fences? Any other kind of wooden fences that you might find around a backyard?
They just nail up plank, I guess. Uh-huh. I've seen some.
Do you have a special name for the kind that have points on them? You know, that the wood, you know, you sometimes...
Oh, the post light.
Yeah, and sometimes they're painted white. If you had too many people over for the night, overnight, and you had to make up a bed on the floor, what would you call that?
Well, I call it a pallet.
Okay.
I used to love to see the crowd come so I could sleep on the pallet.
Grandpa Jones, fix me a pallet down on the floor, yeah.
Uh-huh.
What do you call low ground in a river valley?
The bed, I guess.
Okay. How about some different... What kind of a road would you call this out here?
Well, I don't know. It's a public road.
But I mean in terms of what it's made out of.
Blacktop, I think, is what this is
made out of. Okay. What if it didn't have that blacktop? It would just be a...